Good morning, Great Falls. This is Jim Quick. You are listening to the inaugural episode of the Great Falls Americans podcast. We hope to acquaint you with the history of our team as well as an outlook for the 2023-24 season. We're on the verge of the 2023-24 season beginning September 8th against the Yellowstone Quake, and the future is very bright for this team. As most know, the team is under new management, with the new owner being Matt Leaf, a 40-plus year veteran of hockey leagues, with most of what that being on the officiating side. His sons Alex, who played his final year with us in the 22-23 season, and Aaron, who will be playing his third season with us, will be joining him as an assistant coach and player. Matt's plans for the team are legacy-driven and community-oriented, which will make for a team worth supporting again. Our team has a very diverse history, from its origins in the 1950s that won the 1954 men's senior hockey crown to the 1960s beginning as the Flin Flon Bombers, 1967 to 1978, the Edmonton Oil Kings, 1978 to 1979, to the first version of the modern Americans, 1979 to 1980 in the Western Hockey League. The 1979 franchise moved to Spokane after the 80 season and folded after the 82 season. There were a couple more versions started up and transferred between the 90s into 2012 until finally in 2014, the American West Hockey League joined the current NA3HL as the Frontier Division, with the Americans going to the Silver Cup Finals in their first 2 years, placing first and second respectively. Sadly, the 22-23 season was not a good one with us, not even qualifying for postseason play. During the offseason, there was a massive amount of work done to the Iceplex in preparation for the new season, as well as the return of our mascot, Baldy. It looks to be a fantastic season with the work already being done and the players that have been scouted and drafted. The heating system was fixed after finding out about a busted pipe under the ice, and everything has a fresh coat of paint. There are plans for more fan interaction between periods as well. There has also been an upswing this year of the Booster Club activities, with more support for the team and a true desire to see them succeed. There is a raffle starting which will be drawn for at the September 30th home game versus Badlands Sabres for a Booster Club RTIC cooler. That's a 52-quart ultralight RTIC cooler, a 12-can soft cooler, 20-ounce tumblers, and 20 pounds of meat from Central Avenue Meats. Be $10 a ticket. That's a pretty good raffle right there. The plan for this podcast is to give the opportunity to get to know each one of the players with a weekly highlight on an individual player to learn the who, where, and how he has come to our great city and what drives him. At some point, we'll attempt to have an episode with Coach Greg Sears and owner Matt Leaf for their thoughts on how the team is progressing and what the future holds for our boys. So if you are a hockey fan and have missed rooting for your team, tune in for more episodes and make your presence known at the games. If you have any ideas for the podcast to help it grow, feel free to contact me through Super Chat here on Podbean. This is going to be an awesome year, and we definitely look forward to it all. So come on, join me, rooting for our team. Got questions for the players? Feel free to shoot them to me. And at some point, might even have a live podcast with one of the players where you can send in your questions during that interview. So once again, this is Jim Quick with the Great Falls Hockey Podcast. I look forward to this season, and I look forward to hearing from all the fans. Have a good day.